The Prime Minister says charges could apply to a group of women currently in a refugee camp in Syria if they return to Australia. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has already said he acted on advice from ASIO in issuing a temporary exclusion order for one of the group of 34, while the rest did not meet the intelligence agency's threshold for such measures. Labor has been under pressure from the opposition to block the entire group from entering Australia, but Anthony Albanese has told Sky News his government is operating under laws introduced by the coalition.
Australian citizens have rights and they also have responsibilities, and those responsibilities mean that the Australian government, like with anyone else, will apply the full force of the law to anyone who has broken any Australian laws.
Still, Shadow Defence Minister James Patterson maintains the government should do more to stop the cohort's arrival.
If they think the law is not adequate, if they think there is not enough room for them to deny passports, well then we have already said we will work with them to strengthen the law. John O'Dunham, our Home Affairs spokesman, has said we will work in a bipartisan way to make sure the government has all the powers it needs to block these people.